something I didn't know if you had noted or mentioned, but there's 21 chapters in this long book, and there are images or ones that I had created throughout the book as well.
Now, you wrote and told us that you don't actually have writer's block. Would you like to tell everyone how your writing process usually goes?
I don't think I have writer's block because I usually only write when I think of something worthy of writing about. So I don't write daily and constantly about something. The only time I've had something with a deadline was with this most recent book, The Key to Believing, and I had made a decision that I was going to work on it, and I had traveled and traveled across the country to go to my parents' house, and I knew no one there, and I thought, okay, I can start working on this novel while I'm there. And because I had nothing in front of me, I ended up working on that book hours every day, and sometimes I would be able to, I'm like, oh, went through a chapter, and I know it had to be edited, but I'd go through 30 pages in a day because I had written an outline to begin with, so I knew where I was going with what I wanted to write. Sometimes I'd have to go through a really, really, really hard scene where somebody's, you know, dive rolling with a gun and something that I don't usually do, like action scenes like this. And I'm like, oh, I just worked through 6 pages today. And that was all I was able to do because I couldn't figure out how to get it down. But actually, while I was there for this 2-week period, I had said I wanted to start working on the book. I actually finished it there. I was just writing so much because I had an idea of what I wanted, and I would come up with an outline and would come up with details of that. Before I had sunk into writing this novel, I would sit around in the evenings and take time and think about what would this main character do, and I would try to start to feel like I was in her shoes. And what things is she facing, and what will she have to go through? And that helped me, I think, a little in being able to later write these things down and come up with these ideas. With poetry and short stories, I don't go through a matter of writer's block because I'll only write if I feel like it. I mean, if I don't feel like it, I don't call that writer's block because I'm not driven to write a short story or a poem. I'll just be like, eh, I don't feel like doing it, so I'll just put that on hold until I feel like it, and then I'll be able to just let it all out. With writing a poem, and oftentimes writing a short story as well, but with writing a poem, that usually often comes off of my own experiences. If I go through something, or if I see or I feel something that happened to someone else, or even to myself, I need to get it out of my system, so I try to think of a way to put it into words. Because if I can do that, that way will help me to process the bad experiences or, you know, events that I've seen or gone through in my own life, and it'll help me get it out of my system then at the time. It becomes therapeutic.